Bauer and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey guys, the cost of a good time just went down. If you're fighting the bedroom blues by spending all that money on the little blue pill, like $60 a shot, well, Summerwood Pharmacy has a much better solution for you. Sildenafil has the exact same active ingredient as Viagra, and Summerwood Pharmacy has Sildenafil at a fraction of the cost. They're based right here in Houston, and it's easy, man. They'll mail it anywhere you want, get it next day delivery at whatever address you choose. So if you want it discreetly done, they got that covered. And if you're having problems and you know, need a little more oomph in the bedroom, maybe if you've already got a prescription for Viagra, it's real easy. Just have your doctor give them a call, 281-225-4300, and switch it over. Or you can visit myedrx.com. If you're thinking about doing it, real easy. Just go to the website, check it out. They have a video that's going to teach you everything you need to know to help you deal with ED. And, man, don't be spending $60 a pill. There's no reason to do that. You can get them for less than 10, fraction of the cost. Just give them a call, 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston, or visit myedrx.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Clowney is a bright side. Am I wrong to think that he's the best player on this team?
Ian Hopkins, those are your two guys left.
I think he's just a special player. And even the plays that he doesn't get a sack, he's just very disruptive.
He's taking up two or three blockers at a time.
Next year is his last year, and he's going to be paid a lot. He's going to get more money than J.J. Watt got.
Yeah, he's going to be the highest paid defensive player in the league.
Can the Texans afford to have both those guys?
I think they can because they're not spending money at other positions. And they've got room. I mean, they could make that happen now.
This Giants team right now is a mess. Nobody's healthy. I'm telling you, Ben McAdoo's lost this team. They don't want to play for him. They don't like him. Eli Manning is all the Giants have going for him right now. He hasn't been great, don't get me wrong, but who could expect him to succeed with all the injuries he's had?
It may be the guy just can't play anymore. I mean, I know he doesn't have a lot around him, but he hasn't really had a great season in a long time.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. What we know is that A.J. Hoffman hates anything that's not Power 5. That's what we've learned.
Well, the guy who said that, it was Ray, who said the big boys don't want to schedule a lot of AAC teams.
Arizona scheduled UH, so did Tech.
Yeah, so did Oklahoma, so did Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Michigan, TCU, all played against AAC teams this year.
Now, some of those are long-time rivalries, like Oklahoma State taking Tulsa.
Yeah.
TCU plays SMU every year, which... You know, that's
if Notre Dame plays Navy, but some Notre Dame scheduled another AAC school too. I don't remember who it was.
I think it was Temple. Yeah, they played Temple.
But East Carolina scheduled West Virginia and Virginia Tech.
Yeah, they play those guys every year. And they in the past when they were good, they'd beat them.
Yeah. I mean, so if East Carolina ran the table, I'd say, okay, yeah, that's something worth looking at.
Well, it depends. Now, if you get Virginia Tech in a 6-6 year or something like that, but. Well, you're not going to get 6-6 at Virginia Tech, and you're not going to get 6-6 at West Virginia. You're probably going to have 8-9 win teams, and if you had wins over them and ran the table, absolutely, you're in the conversation. But a lot of it is are you willing to do that? And, you know, some of these schools, you have to develop the relationships with these other schools to get to play them. That's part of it.
Yep.
So, the year Tulane went undefeated, they didn't play anybody when they had Sean King. That was way back in the day. But regardless,
and luckily they didn't play for a national championship that year.
Yeah, well, welcoming back in 94.1 Sports Map. Welcome to the show. Sorry you missed the first 2 hours; they were really good. You know, we didn't get to do
The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
We did not get to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is just kind of a public service announcement. If you see a giant python, you leave it alone, right? All right, let me ask you. Let's say you're out walking, you see this giant python.
I shoot it.
Well, I'd probably shoot it, chop its head off with a sword or, you know, something, right? I'm not going to mess with it.
I'm messing with it. I'm shooting it.
I'm certainly not going to pick it up, take it home, and put it in a giant glass jar.
Definitely not that.
Well, that's what Sawan Tablakai from Thailand did.
Before you even tell me what he got, I'm telling you, he got what he deserved.
Yeah, he did. Okay. He did, because he was 55 years old. He caught the 21-foot-long snake as it slithered around his family home in Sukhothai province in Thailand. Crammed it into a big glass jar, but the snake had become extremely hungry by the time he checked on it about 5 p.m. local time. The python leapt out of the jar towards his head before biting into his arm. It then wrapped itself around the man's neck while he desperately screamed for help. Probably wasn't screaming too much because it probably sounded like this.
Yeah.
Sawan's sister, Palata Tablakai, 63 years old, rushed down to help. And what's a 63-year-old woman going to do against a 21-foot python that's already got around the guy's neck, right?
Nothing.
But saw that it was too late. She battled him free him, but the snake was too strong. Yeah, I'm going to take 21-foot python over 63-year-old Thailand woman any day of the week. She called emergency services. They arrived too late. The man was dead. Mm. They then caught the snake and crammed it into a sack.
R.I.P.
Yeah, well, no. No. You should be haunted for all the afterlife for that dumb bleep move. This is what pisses me off. They caught the snake and crammed it into a sack to be killed. Why are you killing the snake? He was just doing what a snake does.
It's still a snake, though. You kill it.
In general, yeah, I would kill the snake, but... You know, this is a death penalty for killing a guy who's, it's his fault he's dead.
Yeah.
It's like little kids jumping in with gorillas.
But it's still a snake. It's not a gorilla.
21-foot-long snake.
That's gross.
Yeah. But, I mean, he imprisoned the snake. The snake was just defending himself. He was just trying to survive.
Yeah, that's sort of like, what's the fat kid with the weird teeth on Stranger Things?
The kid with the hair.
Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin. When he puts he thinks it's like a toad or something.
The Demogorgon?
Yeah. He puts it in his stupid aquarium. Yeah. Dart.
Yeah, spoiler alert
if you haven't watched Stranger Things.
I've watched the first three episodes. It's been out
long enough. There's not really a spoiler alert.
I'm not really feeling it this year. I'm not even sure I'm gonna finish it.
Don't put dangerous things in your house. Especially in like a glass aquarium. It's not gonna work out.
No, I think I'm on episode 4, and it's just...
You're not digging it?
It's okay, but it's just like, eh.
It gets better once 11 starts being more a part of it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean...
I struggled early on because they're separated. The storylines are separated, and I don't like that.
Well, I mean, unless she's like mentally screwing stuff up, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to watch the rest of it, but it's not like I'm that excited about it. But anyway, Pilata said, I don't know why my younger brother was keeping the snake. He found it 3 or 4 days ago and put it in a jar at home. I can tell you why, because he's an idiot. I heard him shouting and saw he'd been bitten by the snake. It was coiled around his body, and I couldn't get it off.
Womp womp.
Cause of death? Care to guess? Strangulation? No, cause of death was snake. He was not wearing a shirt and had black trousers on. The 55-year-old man was already dead under the house. I'm team snake on this one, I got to tell you. No. I'm not a fan of snakes.
I'm never team snake, but I am team that guy got what he deserves.
Well, okay then. So you're kind of team snake.
No, I think they should both die.
Well, they did.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
But regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And, boy, I bet it made quite the mess that needed to be cleaned up.
Yes, it did, Fred.
Yes, it did. And you know who they called dirt-free carpet cleaning? Because they didn't want to use all the chemicals that could hurt future snakes. And dirt-free is chemical-free. Guys, it's the holiday season. You want to keep your home clean so all your guests think that it's always looking that good. You know, we know it's not. Deep clean your carpet, your sofas, your upholstered dining room chairs, your tile floors, your air ducts with dirt-free. 281 dirt-free. Other guys leaving behind all that water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. No toxic soaps. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning carpets, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, guys. 281 dirt-free. Call them now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get a free speed dry with any purchase. That's $100 value. 281 dirt-free. 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm going to squeeze in a call.
Yeah, they're revealing the playoff
Clemson
thing right now.
Clemson 1, Auburn 2.
Yeah, Oklahoma 3.
Three.
Man, to me, Oklahoma should maybe be 1, but at worst 2.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're giving Auburn a lot of credit for that win over Bama.
Well, and they're giving, I mean, Clemson maybe you can argue number 1 because they've got a win over Auburn, which is the best win. But I think Oklahoma's got the second best one with a win over Ohio State. Or Auburn, but Auburn's got 2 losses. Auburn's got a good win, but they've got 2 losses. I think I'd go Clemson, Oklahoma, Auburn, Wisconsin right now. They're going to go Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, Wisconsin. But like I say, it doesn't really matter what order you're in as long as you're one of those 4. And not sure yet who 5 and 6 are. They're announcing it as we speak. We can take a phone call if you want.
No, let's
You want to stick through
let's stick with this so we can let the people know what's going on.
All right. Can we just pull up the audio for it, John?
Yeah, let's do that.
Against Baker Mayfield for an entire game would be incredible.
And those two teams played in the Sugar Bowl last year, which is exactly where they would play once again. Now, I think this number 4, before we unveil it, this is a little bit interesting, too. If Wisconsin wins, they're going to move up into it, but you might get a hint to what the committee is thinking. Should say Alabama be at
Bruce,
number 4 right now.
If Wisconsin's not number 4 right now, I will fall off this chair.
Oh,
and I've fallen off before.
Please let somebody other than Wisconsin be number 4.
Now let's find out if they have the cojones.
Let's see 4.
The right
it is
answer.
Wisconsin.
That's the right answer.
It is the right answer, but I'm disappointed Joey didn't fall off the chair.
And, you know, it's amazing. All year long, we talked about Wisconsin's non-conference schedule. We talked about their schedule not having played anyone. And when it's all said and done, if you're in Wisconsin right now, you have what you want. You beat Ohio State, you're in the playoffs. So nobody, all they can do is say, you know what? National media, take this. We have one game against a team. The last time we saw them in this spot, that beat us 59-0. So I think if you're Wisconsin, you got everything you want right now.
Let's look at 5 and 6. How that stacks up. We'll do these two quickly. Alabama's falls from 1-5 after the loss to Auburn. That leaves at number 6 after the Crimson Tide, Georgia, who has Auburn in the SEC championship game.
All right, there you go. So
Alabama, Georgia, 5-6. So no real surprises. I'm guessing Ohio State's probably around.
Miami's 7, I believe, which means Ohio State's 8.
Okay.
Which, again, I think those schools are winning, you're in. But we shall see.
Well, Ohio State being at 8. Maybe it's not as simple as winning you're in, but.
Yeah, I still think they get in because.
Penn State 9, USC 10.
You're beating number 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to get you a big jump.
And Alabama, of all those schools in the top 10, the only ones who don't have a game this week, Penn State, which they're out. You know, even if they did have a game, they could win, they'd be out. And Alabama, who will be sitting and waiting.
I'd be okay if Alabama didn't get in. I'm sick of Alabama.
I would be too. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if someone ever gets left out that I feel like is super deserving of a chance to play for the title, I'll be upset, and then maybe I'll start talking about they need 8 teams. But as it stands now, I mean, if Clemson isn't left out and they win the ACC with one loss. As long as they're in and Oklahoma with one loss is in.
That's not going to happen. If those two teams win, they're in, no question.
And if whoever wins the SEC is going to be in, and Bama didn't win the SEC.
So I think it'll be fun to have some new blood in there, although it's not that new. I mean, basically, OU's been there before. Clemson's been there before.
The only one that would be new is Wisconsin, if Wisconsin can find a way to get in.
Yeah. Or Miami. They haven't been there in a while. All right, now let's squeeze on a call. David, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports.
I know the talking about college basketball here. I know that Duke was the unanimous number one, and they had, probably because they have a win over Michigan State. But I really think Michigan State probably should have won that game, and I want to get y'all's thoughts. I think, like, the true, like, power rating, I guess, number one team would be Michigan State. I think they've impressed me more than anybody. Especially with that good defense inside of the paint. And do you think Duke's an overrated team, or are they just good for making the comebacks? Just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, here's what I think about Duke. And honestly, I think Kansas is better than Michigan State, too, and maybe Villanova. I think Michigan State's good. I don't think that they're a slam dunk as number one. But the thing that Duke has right now that nobody else does is Marvin Bagley. And that guy is... There's been a couple games where they've been like, okay, you're about to lose. And he said, no, we're not. And they did that against Michigan State. And Michigan State, I mean, that was it's still a – and I bet Michigan State that day. So I thought the same thing. They beat them. They beat them by 7 points. They were about to lose to Texas. They didn't lose to Texas because of Marvin Bagley. They were about to lose to Florida. They didn't lose to Florida because of Marvin Bagley. He's a freakishly special player. I'm telling you, like, this guy is going to he's going to go to the NBA and he's going to be the next Kevin Garnett. And I don't think that I'm not trying to be like, we've never seen anything like that. I just think that's how this, I think that's what this guy is. So when you've got a guy that special, he can make a difference. It's not quite like having a LeBron James, but it's pretty damn close. And this guy is more developed now than some of the other uber prospects that have come through the pipelines. You know who he reminds me of a little bit? Is Anthony Davis. Like, Anthony Davis, you could tell, even his 1 year of college, he shouldn't be there. He's so much better than everyone else that he shouldn't be there. It's not like Andrew Wiggins, where Andrew Wiggins was a great prospect, but Andrew Wiggins wasn't, like, far and away better than everyone else in college basketball. I mean, he was just, you thought that at the next level he was going to translate the best. This is, it's like
Marvin Bagley's like what Anthony Davis was. He's like what Kevin Durant was. You can just tell that him being at college is a waste of time. He could be in the NBA right now, and he could be playing very well in the NBA right now.
713-780-ESPN. By the way, speaking of college basketball, did you see what Tim Floyd did?
No.
Basically just retired after they lost Lamar.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. But by the way, Lamar, I got to tell you, I think I might have to add Lamar to our teams of interest.
Yeah?
Lamar's a sneaky Southland Conference. They could win that thing.
Boy, how bad are things at UTEP, though? They go 0-12 in football. They start off 1-5 in basketball, and Tim Floyd just retires.
Yeah. Yeah, Lamar and Stephen F. Austin are both very interesting.
Hmm. I'll let people.
Sorry that Houston Baptist. You guys are not very interesting. You're horrific. But those two schools, they've got some interest. I might have to add them. Hmm. Even though that's more work for me.
Yeah. I think there'd probably be interest in Lamar.
Yeah,
we got some
yeah. Bo-maniacs.
Yeah. Everyone says Auburn over Oklahoma in the rankings is ludicrous. I don't think it's ludicrous. I would have Oklahoma ahead of them, but yeah, that's not ludicrous. That's
I go back to they do have two losses, and Oklahoma's resume is very good. You know, it's hard to sneeze at what they've done. Like they beat Ohio State handily,
Took care of everybody in conference with the exception of Iowa State. Not a great loss. I mean, not a bad loss, but not a great loss. But, I mean, Clemson's loss is worse than theirs.
Yeah.
And Syracuse loss.
Clemson's loss is worse than damn near everybody's.
Yeah.
But
they've done enough otherwise. And their quarterback was hurt. I mean, I think you take that into account.
But Auburn lost two games to two really good teams. They lost on the road at Clemson and at LSU, both tough places to play.
And both close games.
But again, I go back to this. If you're two or you're three, it doesn't matter, you know. And
yeah, I mean, what does it matter? You're playing each other.
Yeah.
If it plays out that way.
Yeah, and there's no home field advantage. Yeah. That's what it is.
But Rose Bowl is one of the semifinals this year, by the way, because you were talking about yesterday how the Pac-12 and Big Ten would get the Rose Bowl.
Oh, they won't get to play in the Rose Bowl this year?
No, they don't get the Rose Bowl. That's one of the semis.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Sorry, USC.
713-780-ESPN. Jeff says Iowa's the reason Ohio State doesn't belong, even if they win the Big Ten. And it's funny because I don't know that the committee pays enough attention to bad losses. I think they do in basketball. I don't think they do it in football. I think they just look and say, well, they're Ohio State, and they'll be a two-loss Ohio State. That Iowa loss was a bad loss.
Because they got their asses kicked.
Yeah, and Iowa's not good. I mean, they're okay.
And none of the teams that we're talking about as potential playoff teams, besides Ohio State, have gotten their asses kicked at any point this year. Like there hasn't been. That's the only team that we're talking about that's been involved in like a blowout loss. Am I wrong?
No. I'm trying to think, but
Georgia.
Georgia got blown out.
But Georgia would have chance. They would have it. Have that one loss, a blowout loss, and they have a chance to avenge it. And if they do that and they're a one-loss SEC champ and they beat Auburn, they should be in. But Ohio State, you can't make that one up, that Iowa game. You can't go back and say, well, if we played Iowa again, we'd beat them. I mean, Georgia's got a chance to avenge that. Ohio State does not.
Where do they have UCF ranked? I can't find them. I've only got the top 10 on Twitter. So I'm guessing they're probably about 14 would be my guess.
Let's see.
Because I can't find the full rankings.
College football playoff rankings. UCF is at 14.
Oh, wow. Good guess.
Yeah. TCU's 11, Stanford 12, Washington 13, UCF 14, Notre Dame 15. LSU 17.
Probably have them ahead of.
Okie State 19.
I probably have them 11 or 12, but not close yet.
UCF?
Yeah.
Would you have UCF ahead of TCU?
At this stage, yeah.
I would have TCU and Washington ahead of UCF. I don't know if I'd have Stanford ahead of UCF with a three-loss Stanford. Because if Stanford has three losses and they're ahead of UCF, and by the way, Stanford, that's another team that has a bad loss. They lost to San Diego State. I think UCF should be ranked ahead of them, but I won't put them ahead of TCU or Washington.
Hmm. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Guys, replacing your aluminum or wooden windows with energy-efficient windows, it makes sense because it can save you money in the long term. It can save you money on your electricity bills, and they're going to pay for themselves eventually. But where do you go for an American-made premium quality window installed by a reliable company that earned the Good Housekeeping seal? The Houston area has spoken, and they chose Window World. You get the best for less at Window World. A premium quality, double pane, double hung window for only $189. That's $189, any size, installed, with a lifetime warranty that's transferable if you ever sell your house. Choose from a huge selection of styles and options. And the average home takes only one day for installation. Window World's ready to give you a free estimate, guys. In your home, no pressure, no gimmicks. They're going to come out. They're going to tell you what it'll take to do the job, and they'll leave. And if you like what they say, then you give them a call, and they'll come back, and they'll do the job. If you don't, you don't hear from them again. 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, you want to talk a little baseball for a second?
What?
Yeah.
Not really, but okay.
12 best under-the-radar free agents. Because some of these guys might be players the Astros could actually afford.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want to keep talking about the playoff, we can. I don't know what else there is to say about that.
There's nothing. I'm just kidding. We can talk baseball.
No, I'm just going to throw these out because I think there's one or two
not
names.
Doug Fister.
No, he's been
fisted. Locked up. He's fisted in.
Yeah. Okay, this is Larry Brown to 12 guys who aren't going to get these big contracts but could be surprise contributors.
Okay.
So I'll throw them out. You say yes or no. Carlos Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, if you can get him. Especially if you can get him at a discount.
Not the Astros, but in general, I think a team could use him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, and even if the Astros got him and replaced Carlos Beltran with him, that'd be pretty nice.
I would hope one of your prospects is ready to step in there, though, at some point, yeah. Whether it's Fisher or one of those guys. Here's a name that I find intriguing. I don't think he's going to go as cheaply as what they're insinuating here, but Steve Cishek.
God, I don't know if a team will look at him as a closer anymore.
Be a decent setup man, though.
Be very good as a setup man.
Melky Cabrera.
He's still a pretty solid hitter.
He's 33, 285 between Chicago and Kansas City, 17 homers. He's not really, this is not elite, but he's pretty safe. He always hits between 280 and 310 with double-digit home runs.
Honestly, you have that guy. His name's Josh Reddick.
Yeah. David Hernandez.
Man, he's shaky. He's probably a guy I'll pass. Although maybe he can get better.
Again,
he's got stuff that
he's got a big arm.
Yeah, yeah. He makes you think he could be good.
Adam Lind.
He was really good this year, but he was really good off the bench. He probably
started for a team that's not as good.
Yeah, I think he's either. I mean. For the Astros, if a guy like that would be, he'd be a DH, and I don't think he's a fit.
They probably have better.
Yeah,
Chris Tillman, boy, he had such a bad year last year.
Yeah,
but before that,
just 2 years ago, he was really good.
Yeah. So if last year's a fluke and you get him cheap,
yeah, I mean that's like if you would have bought Dallas Keuchel based off a year ago,
yeah,
you would have got a pretty good discount, but I don't know. I think he's nice. I wouldn't break the bank for him, though.
Here's another guy, not necessarily for the Astros, but Jonathan LeCroy.
Yeah, he's not what he was. He's no longer like a top-tier catcher, but catchers are hard to come by. He's still decent enough defensively as a catcher. A team could start him at catcher. He's a starting catcher, which they've got some value.
Here's a guy that intrigues me for the Astros, Jake McGee.
I mean, that's interesting.
Lefty.
He's a lefty. And if the Astros got him as a lefty specialist and not as a closer,
yeah,
I think that would be good.
And if you can kind of write off the fact that he sucked because it was Colorado, you might be getting a bargain there.
Yeah, but even Tampa, I don't think he was a good closer. I think he was a good left-handed reliever.
Mitch Moreland.
Mitch Moreland's much better defensively than offensively now. He's still a decent hitter, and he's got a little bit of pop. He'll probably get you 15 or 20 homers, but he's like probably a 240, 250 guy. If you put that guy on a pretty good team, you're in good shape.
How about Joe Smith?
I haven't even thought about him. I mean,
he's 34, but he's been a pretty solid bullpen. Again, not as a closer.
He's like a middle bullpen guy now.
If you're the Astros, you're going to keep working Giles as your closer, but you need to get some more help back there. There's no question. Also not for the Astros, but just in general. How about Neil Walker?
It's another guy who was way better in 2016, and if you look at 2017 as like a down year, I mean, maybe you've got some value on him. He's decent.
32 years old.
Yeah, he's a serviceable second baseman, I guess.
All right, here's a good long-term one for you. Michael Pineda.
Oh, boy.
Because he's not going to pitch. John. He's not going to pitch in 2018. What if you sign him to a two-year cheap deal? You might have something in 2019. I mean, you wouldn't be doing him for next year.
Yeah, he could, or you could have just nothing.
Yeah, he might have. He may never throw more than.
The problem is when you talk about him for the Astros is he gives up a lot of home runs, yeah. And that's not.
That was before he blew up his arm.
Right, that's not a good part to pitch in if you give up a lot of home runs. But he's maybe he'll get some interest from somebody. I could see.
But that's a guy that if you get him cheap and you sign him for 2 years. Then when you get to 2019, you might have a bargain.
Yeah.
So, just thought I'd throw those out there for you. Just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. I think there's some guys, I still think Wade Davis is the most interesting one. I think that's who everybody should have their eye on, including the Astros should have their eye on Wade Davis and see what he does. But I'm still not convinced that the Astros shouldn't just make Lance McCullers their closer and go out and find a starter because there's more starters available than there are quality relievers.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a possibility. I think that would make Lance McCullers' career extend and maybe not have to deal with the injuries you've dealt with every year.
I'd rather see them trade for a guy like Zach Britton, who I think may be available this offseason, because I still think McCullers can be a really good starter for you. But I feel good about...
But McCullers never goes... I mean, he's like a five-inning guy. Like, wouldn't it be better? Like, I always say Andrew Miller is the perfect example of a guy who he couldn't pitch long into games, and then they made him a reliever, and he started dominating. I think Lance McCullers has the kind of stuff that if they
he put does, it into but a I'm, short I'm still burst, not convinced that. I mean, he's still relatively early in his career. I'm still not convinced he can't become a 7, 8, 9-inning guy eventually. And if he doesn't, I think you give him another year. But I think he would be a pretty dominant reliever. And
I do.
I don't know if you have. I mean, you've got obviously two terrific starters. And I think Charlie Morton, pretty solid three if that's the direction you go.
Yeah.
That's what you do after that. Is it Peacock? Is it McHugh?
I wonder what that Otani's going to get, that Japanese kid that can hit and pitch.
Well, the first contract, he's not going to get that much because it has to be from that international pool.
Right.
That would be a very interesting dude, though. But I don't think the Astros are in on him. From what I read today, it's Yankees, Dodgers, or Rangers.
Or Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Mariners were kind of on that second tier with...
Japanese players love playing there, though, because culturally, it's a really easy fit for them.
What are you saying?
I'm saying there's a lot of Japanese people in Seattle.
Sushi? Is that what it is?
No, it's Japanese people.
No, it's sushi. Go ahead and say it.
No, there's just like a lot sushi of Japanese people in Seattle.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, just trying to get you to be racist and you wouldn't do
it. No.
It's all about the sushi.
No, thanks a lot.
No, but I was reading a story about him today, and it's like, what do you do with him? Do you use him as a pitcher? And I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of where he goes is going to be how teams use him, because he wants to do both. So you pitch him and then you let him DH some?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would make some sense, right? So you probably want to go AL to do that.
Or it's just a guy who if you have him in the NL, he can just
pinch hit a lot for you too.
Yeah,
I would suppose
he's a pinch hitter, and you don't have to worry about shuffling around your double switches and all that stuff when he comes up to hit. Mm. Not a bad weapon to have, and like if he's a guy, he'd almost be more valuable as a relief pitcher.
Yeah,
but
in the National League, because you could use him as a pinch hitter, you could leave him in for an inning or two.
Yep,
I think that's intriguing. So. All right, one last segment to go. We got some Hey Man Bleep that's coming. So, hopefully.
Yeah.
I got mine.
I've got one.
All right. What do we have here?
My computer career. Guys, I've been telling you about my man Trenton. Trenton was a truck driver. And I say was because back in July, Trenton started his classes at My Computer Career. Trenton didn't know a dang thing about computers back in July, and it didn't matter. 4 months later, he's working in IT, and it won't take you long either. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Win the lotto, I would finally break away. Living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day. Solving world peace and collecting fat pay. But if you've been there, you know my cubicle ain't sunny. Red taped up.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, very proud to tell you about a new sponsor that I could not be more excited about, Lions Poker Palace. And I'm telling you, this is a palace. If you want to play Legal Poker Room, this place is fantastic. It's as good a place as anywhere I have been. Complimentary valet and self-parking in a secure lot. Security inside and outside. They got tournaments every day, Monday through Friday. They start at 6:30. Next Tuesday, I'm going to go play right after the show. Saturday and Sunday, they have 3:30. Omaha tournaments on Sunday. ATM available. English only at the tables. 10 tables with comfortable seating. And, man, AJ, we went over there yesterday. This place is just fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you walk in, you feel like you're walking into a Vegas, a nice Vegas poker room. Everything is top of the line. And they've got a full kitchen there that serves fantastic food. They've got 18 TVs, so whatever game you want to watch is on. And it's perfectly legal. It's going to be here to stay. I'm excited about it. It looks like a great place to play, and I'm excited to go down there and play some cards. You're going to find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned ESPN. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue. Make sure you find Lions Poker Palace on Facebook and like them there to see what the tournaments are going on and what time and how much and all of that. But that's Lions Poker Palace. You're going to love it, guys.
And we are back on the Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series Championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It's incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com and download your copy today. All right, before we get to Hey Man Bleep That, just want to let you know this poker room is legit, man.
And it's awesome.
We're looking forward to doing business with them. Great guys over there. And it's right by Dave and Buster's on Richmond. It's if you're heading out Richmond, it's right past there. It's the next little strip center. So nice sign out front. You'll find it. But I'm going to go play the tournament next Tuesday. So for those of you who like to partake, go by and make sure you tell them you heard about it on ESPN. They're going to give you the first 2 hours free. All right, let's do a Hey Man Bleep That.
I can start. Alex Villamayor, who's an American kid, was spending the weekend at the family ranch in Paraguay. And
they must be pretty rich. Have a ranch in Paraguay.
Alex and two others were drinking mushroom tea alone in the house. Renee's mother and father had promised to be at the ranch, but they were 6 hours away. And then Lewis offered to, his dad offered to pick Alex up, and Alex said everything's fine. Then the line got cut off. Lewis called him back. No answer. Well, the call comes, and they say that Alex shot himself. And Alex was dead. But it turns out that their son was raped and shot, but the Paraguay officials are basically saying this was a suicide. So, I don't know. I mean, at some point, you got to have some sense here. And I don't know what the Paraguay officials are trying to cover up or these cops there are trying to cover up, but an American kid dies after being raped. Usually that's not suicide. That's that when you're raped and you have a gunshot in the head, that's usually it's usually a little different than suicide. But I'm hoping that they do a better investigation and figure out what exactly is going on here and make something happen. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
John, would you like to go or would you like me to go?
Oh, you can go first.
Okay. Well, mine might take a minute, so why don't you go ahead, because I want to... It might drone on for a minute.
Okay, I'll go real quick. And if you guys don't know about them trying to... The FCC and this guy, their director, Ajit Pai, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but they're trying to roll back net neutrality. And the vote is coming December 14th. So if you guys don't know anything about this, what they're trying to do is you're going to put some stricter restrictions on the internet. And please, please, please write the FCC and your Congress people and Congresswomen and men about this so they don't vote, you know, to roll back net neutrality. To that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
What's funny is, like, I'm kind of torn on net neutrality because I do like the idea of if I pay for something, I can get it faster.
Yeah.
Like, that seems fair. And I know everybody's like, oh, we shouldn't have to pay for the internet. But if I pay for a faster version of the internet, I don't know that I'm opposed to that totally.
Hmm. All right.
But I don't like them, like, the way they're talking about packaging it like it's a cable thing. I don't like that.
Did you see this Washington Post story about... a fake Roy Moore accuser?
No.
Jamie Phillips was planted by a conservative group called Project Veritas. She went to the Washington Post and claimed that Roy Moore had sex with her when she was 15 and forced her into an abortion. The entire thing was made up to get the Washington Post to write the story so that they could then discredit other victims. Because they think Roy Moore didn't do anything. And turns out that Washington Post, they got some pretty good reporters. So they started checking into her story.
No.
And found out that, first off, she had apparently had only lived in Alabama for a year, but she had an Alabama phone number, which raised a red flag. So basically, they tracked her down. Turns out she had done a GoFundMe to move to New York so she could go to work for Project Veritas. And the whole plan was for her to leak a fake story so that it would look awful and then discredit the other actual victims. So, good job for the Washington Post to find her out and to expose her. And they also, because she did everything bogus, all the stuff she...
She's going to go to prison, right?
No, she's not going to go to prison. She's just... but they actually... released her off the record conversation.
I wish you would have to go to prison if you falsely accuse someone of rape.
Well, and that's the thing. She was doing it so that then she could say, I made the whole thing up, so everybody else is making it up too, which I think is awful in so many ways because it's not fair to the women that were actually raped, but and also trying to defend this turd. So the Post reporters got her in a sting, proved that she was lying, and released all her off the record commentary. So, basically, to you, Ms. Phillips, I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right. Well, that's going to wrap us up for today. We were pretty sportsy today. Tomorrow, we're just going to have to come up with some badass stuff. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.